Good afternoon, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday after Pentecost, proper 10, year C. Our readings today, Amos chapter 7, verses 7 to 17, Psalm 82, Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. You are the King, and we will praise You. You are holy, and we will bow before You. You are the Savior, and we will trust You. You are Almighty, and we will serve You. You are the Lord, and we will adore You. Amen. Lord, we have come to worship You. You have touched and changed our lives. You are our reason for being here. You are our reason for being. Lord, there is no greater task to which You call us than to offer praises to Your name. There is no higher ambition that can fill our hearts and minds than to lift up the King of Kings. There is no deeper love we can experience and no wider mercy on offer anywhere than that which we find at the foot of the cross. We pray that all Your people who have gathered for worship here and around the world may, by Your Holy Spirit, be set free from mere formality and empowered for worship, full of free grace. Amen. We have our hymn, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You, CPWI 304.
Companions on the road, we are His to joy and sorrow, till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony. For of all we've known together,
we pray the collect for proper 10, followed by our parish prayer. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Who is My Neighbor? Who is my neighbor? Many of us grew up with the understanding that a neighbor was someone living close to you. We spoke about our next door neighbor or the neighbor down the street. We knew our neighbors. In fact, in so many instances, as boys, we would pay frequent visits to our neighbor's house or yard, depending on if there were other boys or there was a fruit tree or two. There was a time in Trinidad and Tobago when we were proud of our neighborliness. Everybody in the street knew everybody else. We poured scorn on the persons who lived abroad in an apartment for several years and did not know their neighbors. Today, in many of our communities, we are in the same situation. We move into a new community, and the first project we undertake is to build a wall around our house. We commit to minding our business and hope others will mind theirs. In so many instances, we do ourselves. We do not demonstrate a sense of community. We isolate ourselves from one another. We keep our distance. We have lost our neighborliness. If we are now so challenged to be neighbors to those near to us, how much more challenging it will be for us to live up to Jesus' understanding of neighbor. In today's gospel from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37, a lawyer asked Jesus, "What a person must do to inherit eternal life. That, of course, is another way of asking Jesus if he knew what was the greatest commandment or what is the most important thing to God, or what is pleasing to God, or what does God desire of us. Jesus, instead of answering the question, asked the lawyer what he thought. What is written in the law? In other words, you are a lawyer, you should know. The lawyer, with all his knowledge of the law, answers by quoting two passages of scripture. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Jesus agrees with the lawyer and says, do this and you will live. Luke chapter 10, verse 28. Not to be deterred, the lawyer has another question. If inheriting eternal life involves loving God, he knew who God is. If it involves loving your neighbors as yourself, he wanted to know exactly, who is my neighbor? In other words, who is it that I must love? Jesus responds with the parable of the Good Samaritan. We note that in the days of Jesus, many teachers, in order to convince the people of Israel, used stories involving a priest, a Levite, and an Israelite. Jesus' parable began with the same pattern. A priest and a Levite, seeing a wounded man lying at the side of the road, passed by on the other side. They would not touch him, for they were on their way to perform important duties in the temple, and touching him would render them ritually unclean. Instead of talking about another Israelite, Jesus introduces a Samaritan, a third person who would come upon the wounded man. We must understand that the Samaritans and Jews were mortal enemies. The Samaritans believed that the Jews corrupted the Pentateuch, the books of Moses. The Jews considered the Samaritans half-breed, who built their own temple and who did not consider Mount Sinai as the holy mountain. And they were considered as pagans by the Jews. There was enmity between Jews and Samaritans. It would be obviously shocking for the Jews to hear that a Samaritan was the one moved by pity, the one who stops and helps the wounded man, taking him to an inn, paying for his stay, with the promise of more upon his return. Jesus asked the lawyer, which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Luke chapter 10, verse 36. The answer is obvious. However, the lawyer, a Jew, cannot bring himself to say the Samaritan. He answers, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. Go and show care, compassion, mercy, and love to those who need to experience of being cared for in the world. Jesus invited the lawyer and us today to understand what it means to be a neighbor. It is to show care, concern, compassion and love to any or all of God's people. Being a neighbor has nothing to do with distance. It has to do with showing love. And love is an action word. Being a neighbor means showing love to others whenever we have an opportunity to do so, notwithstanding physical, social, ethnic, or religious differences. Any of God's children will be our neighbor, and we are called to act neighborly, that is, with love, especially if they are in need, whether that need is physical or material, emotional or spiritual. Jesus expects us in faith to love one another as he loves us. We know, we believe, we love, and we act with love. We are therefore invited to come to know God, to believe in God, to love God, who, through the Holy Spirit, will give us the love to be a neighbor to all and any of God's children. Faith in God must be the motivation for our neighborly actions. In our epistle today from Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 to 14, St. Paul commends the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Colossae for their faith. He prays for them, a prayer which we should pray for ourselves and for each other. St. Paul prays. He says he is asking God that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work, and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from God's glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience, while joyfully giving thanks to the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. God of mercy, you teach us that faith without works of charity and compassion is dead. Give to your church a heart for service. May the good news we proclaim be shown in word and deed. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. God of mercy, you show us that no one is above caring for neighbors in need. Stir the hearts of those with means to use their wealth for the good of all. Give us a generous will to contribute to the common good. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. God of mercy, you draw us from isolation into communities of love and support. Give us grace to befriend the lonely, support the struggling, and guide the young. Forgive us the occasions when we pass by on the other side, deliberately and unintentionally, or when services are overwhelmed. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. God of mercy, you are near to us and sustain us in whatever adversity we face. Shine the light of your presence upon all who suffer. Give hope and peace to troubled hearts. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. God of mercy, with you is the well of life. Remember for good all who have died. Gather all the departed in gentleness and peace to the safety of your eternal kingdom. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, Je suis, je suis. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go and know that the Lord goes with you. Let God lead you each day into the quiet places of your heart, where God will speak with you. Know that God loves you and watches over you, that God listens to you in gentle understanding, that God is always with you, wherever you are and however you may feel. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be yours forever. Amen. We want to remind you that we're still in the COVID pandemic, so we pray that you will continue to wash your hands with soap at least 20 seconds, wear your mask, make sure it covers your nose and mouth, and watch your distance. And please be safe. Go, my children.